President Trump says he blocked London Mayor Sadiq Khan from attending royal banquet. By Oliver J.J. Lane on September 19, 2025. Terrible. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has done as bad a job of leading his city as the mayor of Chicago and wasn't welcome at the grand formal meal hosted by the King in the President's honor at Windsor Castle on Wednesday. President Donald Trump returned to Washington, D.C. after a two-night stay in the United Kingdom for a royal-hosted state visit and parleyed with journalists aboard Air Force One as they crossed the Atlantic. Asked about the perhaps conspicuous absence of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, a senior political office in the UK, at the 160-guest state dinner which saw many top figures from the worlds of politics, culture, and sport, President Trump revealed he'd personally intervened to keep the hard-left lawmaker out. President Trump told broadcaster GB News, "Oh, I didn't want him there. I asked that he not be there. I don't want that. I think the mayor of London, Khan, is among the worst mayors in the world. I've not liked him for a long time. I have a certain pride in London, the UK. My mother was born in Scotland, as you know. And when I see Mayor Khan doing a bad job with the stabbings, the dirt, the filth, it's not the same." The president acknowledged that the United States had plenty of bad mayors of its own, but nevertheless said it pained him to see a city like London that should be great not fulfilling its promise. He said, "Now we have some bad ones, you look at Chicago. I think that he's the equivalent of the mayor of Chicago. I think he's done a terrible job, crime in London is through the roof." London's Sadiq Khan is a frequent and dedicated critic of President Trump, and beefed with him sporadically through Trump's first term in office. The mayor reheated his old animosities on Tuesday in time for Air Force One to arrive in the United Kingdom on Tuesday, and in a goading article accused the president of being an autocrat, far right, and of weaponizing xenophobia and racism.